Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
If you're planning on watching some TV this weekend, Chris Hemsworth is going to host, and Zac Brown Band is going to play SNL on NBC. Also on Sunday, Comedy Central has Night of Too Many Stars. Jon Stewart's going to host this telethon to raise money for autism. And on Friday, tonight, Netflix is going to premiere Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That's the sitcom created by Tina Fey. And Ellie Kemper's in it with her. So pretty good TV. And movies, Chappie, that's that movie with that robot that has feelings and thoughts. Unfinished Business with Vince Vaughn and Dave Franco looks pretty funny. And also the second best exotic Marigold Hotel with Depp Patel.
Marigold.
That one looks boring to me.
Actually, it looks pretty fun.
Does it?
It looks kind of wacky.
I don't know.
Well, the first one's up for the Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hmm.
Yeah,
but
it's
that means
actually,
it's too artsy to me.
It's kind of it's Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
You know, you remember that one?
Yeah.
Wes Anderson. That's.
Did you like that?
I did. Those movies are different, but yeah. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, the first one was good. Lots of good actors in it.
It's not down my alley, but if it's down Jenna and Kelly's alley, you might like it.
Is that right? Or am I thinking of something? The Grand Budapest Hotel.
No, there's a lot of hotel ones.
I'm getting them confused. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I think this Marigold one is with the lady from Downton Abbey.
Oh, is
Maggie
this the
Smith,
one where
I think.
All the old people
yeah.
were living?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think this is
I'm getting them confused. That one's good, too. I've seen that one. Yeah. It's like all these old people.
It looks wacky, yeah.
Yeah.
But according to a new study, good news for the video gamers out there.
Okay.
Kids who play a lot of video games are actually doing better in school.
But, really?
Yeah, but it's not every video game. There's a certain type of video game. One-player games that tend to teach problem-solving skills. So it's those kids that are playing by themselves. Now, those games where you're competing with other people, they have the opposite effect.
They make you stupider.
I guess so.
I would think they make you more aggressive.
They probably make you more... Well, no, because there's one-player games that are shoot-em-up games, but you still learn how to problem-solve. So that helps those kids in school do much better.
It's one thing if you're doing crosswords on your iPad or you're playing video games that are like you're playing Wheel of Fortune video game. That probably makes you smarter.
Right. And the study found that girls are more likely to play the kind of one-player video games that help. Boys are more likely to play games like Call of Duty or World of Warcraft that don't help.
See?
So Call of Duty does not help and World of Warcraft does not help.
I wonder how come I never really got into video games.
Because when you were a kid, they weren't a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Playing Pong on Atari wasn't that addictive.
Yes, it was.
I mean,
some people
today it's completely different.
I wonder what it says, though. It's true. I think there's the kind of people who do play and don't.
I tried playing my NES, my first Nintendo, a few months ago, and I just couldn't. It sucks.
Because it's so antiquated.
Yeah, it's not as good as they are now. It's so realistic now that when I play those old school ones, I'm like, how did I think this was fun?
Oh, dude, you give me some Ms. Pac-Man, I'll be on it for about an hour. But, you know, it's just a throwback, though. I never, when I was that age, that, I don't know, 20 years old, you know, the young adult, I never really got into it.
Yeah.
Like you say, Kelly, they weren't that good back then.
Plus, you had a job you had to do. You were
kind
of busy.
Yeah. I'm busy running that limousine. So.
I don't know how people can, I mean, they do it. I'd sit there for hours, just hours. I don't know how you do it.
You know, the Snuggie, right? Y'all know what Snuggies are.
Yeah, that blanket thing that you wear.
Let me explain to the black people. Snuggies were these things, they look kind of like blankets that the white people wore, and they kind of put them on backwards and put your arms through them, and it's kind of like...
You zip up. It's like a bean bag with arms. Yeah. I mean, a sleeping bag with armholes.
I never want to be intimate again kind of look, right?
Right.
What's up with the Snuggie?
And people were having Snuggie parties and Snuggie pub crawls.
Is there some lawsuit going on or something?
Exactly. Well, they have this other one that y'all been buying for your dog. A Snuggie for your doggy. Doggy Snuggie.
Okay.
And apparently they've been marketing this thing as buy one, get one free. But what the Snuggie people have been doing, this company called All Star Marketing Group, they've been ripping people off big time. Like, instead of buy one, get one free, they were marking them up to, like, double the price so that you're still paying for two at regular price.
A lot of companies do that.
So the Federal Trade Commission said on Thursday that the company All Star Marketing Group promised buy one, get one free, but ended up charging people double. They're leading people to believe that they're going to get these $19.95 products, two of them, for less than $10 each, but they actually paid $35.85.
Oh.
They've been fined $8 million dollars.
Wow.
And they've paid it.
Wow.
That teaches you how much money that the Snuggies been racking.
They paid it cash.
Wow.
This is the same company that makes the perfect brownie pan and the perfect bacon bowl.
Yeah. It's not just Snuggies that made their money.
I mean, when you see free shipping and handling with these people.
Oh, you're paying it.
You're paying it. They're just adding it to the price.
Right.
That's what they said. They were charging two separate shipping and handling fees for two items.
Oh, man.
My friend's in marketing, and he told me something else. Like, what makes complete sense. When you have a product that comes out like the Snuggie, and then right behind it you have all the Snuggie knockoffs, that the Snuggie people are the ones doing the knockoffs too.
Right.
So they got it all covered.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm using Snuggie as an example, but like a company that comes out with something, they do the knockoffs too.
Yeah.
It's genius.
It's smart. I mean, it's smart business. Now you can't rip people off with.
Now there's this high school, this was trendy a couple years ago where people in the military kept putting celebrities on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, really, go to the military ball with me.
Yeah.
And if you said no, it's like you weren't being a good American and supporting the military. Mm-hmm. It got to be kind of like a little bit too much. But now we've got a high school girl. Her dream is to go to prom with James Franco.
Oh.
Who I think might be the only celebrity who has to say no due to that unfortunate
Instagram
incident where he's chatting with that girl that ended up being underage and he had to go on this little apology tour. So I'm thinking no matter what she does, he can't.
I still think that was PR for his movie that was about a teacher student. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's using the Twitter name or the handle Princess Bianca _XO, who's now listed as Bianca Figueroa Franco, LOL. And she recorded a video on YouTube, uploaded it on Instagram, and she's asking James, please go to prom with me. And it's one of the most incredible promposals that's going on. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
I was wondering, will you be the blue oyster to my Afghan coach? The Michael to my Bennett, the Oz to my Galinda, the Daniel to my Kim. I mean, honestly, I can go on and on with all these references. I know the only way you'd go out with me is the horses were to fly.
And then she gets to
But I promise if you go to prom with me, everyone will hate us because they ain't us. So, James Franco, will you please go to prom with me? And I promise I'm not honeypotting you with my glasses either.
Ooh. You can't.
You can't.
She can't.
She made a lot of
weed references.
A lot of the movie, the interview references in there.
A couple of Pineapple Express references.
Yeah, you probably.
And she's hoping people will help her and repost it under hashtag Franco Promposal.
Don't schools have a age cutoff for prom? My school was 22.
I guess they make exceptions for celebrities.
No, Shannon went to prom with someone. We've been asked to go to proms before.
Again, they make exceptions for celebrities. Lady Shan Shan.
I went to one.
What are y'all talking about? I was 23 when I went to my prom.
No, I'm sure it's different in different
schools. Were you carrying the baby Bjorn?
Oh, my God.
No, I had a sitter.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
For those of us that are lonely at night, you know they make body pillows?
Yeah.
What if I told you a Japanese inventor has taken a body pillow to a whole new level?
So it's those long pillows.
Yeah, it's like the length of your body.
Yeah, do you remember the Ryan Gosling body pillow I told you guys I wanted for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to get that for you. I'm sorry.
I did too.
Don't worry
about
it. Write
it down now.
All right. But this guy decided, you know what? Body pillows are boring because they don't talk. So this Japanese inventor, Koichi Uchimura, he has solved that non-talking pillow problem by developing the Itasupo. It's a talking pillow that verbally responds to the user's touch. Now, the pillow has the face and torso of a blonde female anime character.
Oh, this is more than a pillow.
No.
It's a pillow.
It's a blow-up doll minus the air.
Two sensors. Oh, it's better. Two sensors placed in pouches located in the upper female region and the lower female region.
Okay.
Yes.
Weird.
Why don't we just, I'll tell you what it's saying, because I'll be your translator, but why don't you take a listen to the talking female
Good thing
sleep.
You took that Japanese course.
Yes. There you go.
No.
Jenna, what are they saying?
When you massage the pillow, it will coo in delight, saying things like you just heard, which translate to, what if I start loving you even more than I already do? get too grabby, and you will hear the Japanese equivalent of, hey, that hurts, or not there.
Oh, I have a clip of when you get too grabby with the pillow.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Even the pillows make excuses.
That pillow's all kind of wrong. I'm sorry. That pillow's all kind
of wrong. It was kind of cool looking.
It's like an anime character.
It was an anime character on a body pillow, which is kind of cool.
I'll tell you what.
The
anime,
rest of it's creepy.
The guy creating this, he's so funny looking. But if you want to borrow the talking female sleep pillow, it can be yours for $167.
Wow.
Whoa.
Like I said, it looks like a piece of art. I mean, I could see having it on the bed. It would be, you know, for the right decor, it looks great. But yeah, there's some stuff weird.
Anime girls are hot.
It only comes in blonde.
Yeah, right? They are. I know. I agree.
Those cartoons do it for me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Would you like to score $1,500 for your classroom?
Listen up, teachers.
Thanks to One Republic, Interscope Records, and Tasty Cake, it can be done.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
With Classroom Musical, if you want all the details on how you could score that $1,500 for your classroom, three champions. Mm-hmm. We got the kinder through fifth grade, sixth through eighth grade division, and 9 through 12, the high school division. Each of those divisions will score $1,500 for your classroom. All the details are at kidnation.com. But hurry, the deadline is approaching fast. Now, let's move on to somebody potentially leaving the show. And joining Fifth Harmony. Fifth Harmony was formed on The X Factor. It's on the Reflections Tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually in town. Kelly, did you interview Fifth Harmony?
I did not, JC.
So you are not leaving us to join the group.
I'm not.
Huh. Jenna, did you interview Fifth Harmony?
Not that I remember.
Interesting.
Huh.
That leaves little Shannon Murphy.
Psycho Shannon?
Who has been on the show since she was 17 years old.
Our button pusher?
Scratched her way to the top, Big Al Mac.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah.
You interned and you just did not leave, right? That's how you got it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. It worked out, though, Shannon.
Yeah.
So how'd you score this interview with Fifth Harmony?
Well, I emailed the record people and I said, hey, we want them. They they emailed management and then they said, okay.
Okay.
So I went down there and I emailed them and they put us all in this little 10x8 room and it was the five girls and Nick, the video guy, and me and a representative from Epic Records.
Yeah, okay. You said it was like a slumber party. Why?
It was like a slumber party because there were the five girls on one couch, which put me on the floor, sitting crisscross applesauce.
Aww.
All right. So
the interview turned into an audition, I'm assuming.
You know, Shannon's always looking for the next big thing.
Well, we kind of bonded. So I was like, hey, you know, I had put 5 pages of questions together.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be really prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I did 5 pages of stuff. And okay. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, it seems like we really hit it off, so why not?
Okay.
You know, maybe we could become Sixth Harmony.
Well, let's take a listen to Shannon speaking with Fifth Harmony, and we'll find out if it was awkward or not. I'm going with yeah.
Woohoo! All right, so
what was that?
It's Shannon here with Fifth Harmony.
What was that, Shannon?
It was woohoo! I was so excited because I had to work myself up and get excited again, and it was nervousness, honestly.
Okay.
I was about to sing their song in front of them and the record person.
Yeah.
I could get a record deal.
I got you. Okay, let's start over with Shannon's woohoo.
Woohoo! All right, so it's Shannon here with Fifth Harmony.
I think that we could be best friends. And I read on your bio that you guys are best friends, which I don't buy for a second because girls are like piaches.
No, I mean, obviously, like, we fight and we bicker like sisters. I mean, we're
like, who got the hair in the drain kind of stuff.
Yeah, or like, oh, my God, change the radio station.
I get it.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we got each other's backs.
Okay, well, that's, and I would have your back, totally. I would totally have your back. And that's why I think that we should be Sixth Harmony. And I've actually prepared an audition.
No way, this is amazing.
I've written a song.
Wow.
And I'm going to sing it for you right now.
Let's hear it, y'all.
I love her.
Let's do it.
Oh, they think you're cute.
I'm really nervous. Do, re, mi, fa, so. That's high as I go. Okay, ready?
Warm it up.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. She's got a beat going
on. She has
on.
A track and
ready?
Everything.
Ready? Yes. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
If you could be come six harmony, I swear I'd dance and just lip sync forever.
Wow.
Wow. If you become six harmony, I wouldn't hook up with any of your brothers.
Hey.
Wouldn't. The oh. show denies it.
Yeah.
But back in school,
uh-huh.
What? I was in show choir. I swear it's true.
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready to tour and take a bunk. Yes. I snore real quiet and clean my drool. And I swear I don't wet the bed.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
I have an evening gown. Put me in the video now. I can hammer and drive a plow. No, I know this song. If you become six harmony, my man hands would swing your sledgehammer. If you become...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to pause this, but if you're watching this on Kid TV, you will notice that one of the girls,
Dinah
in Fifth Harmony, was not feeling Shannon's performance.
No. Dinah thinks she's getting pumped.
She's got this face. Like, what the hell is this? Shannon, what are you wearing?
The other four
My
harmonies.
My Ninja Turtle shirt.
The other four harmonies were much more supportive, weren't they?
Yeah, because people love that shirt.
Shannon's wearing a Ninja Turtles t-shirt, and these
people
girls
love it.
They're dressed like pop stars. And Dinah,
well, they are pop stars.
Dinah is not feeling Shannon at all. This is great. Let's finish Shannon's song.
I'm six harmony. I would love you all forever and ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. My words are on the paper. My brain. They took out my epidermoid cyst. Yeah, they cut it out.
Yeah.
You may not want additional hottie. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I do get that. If you become six harmony, then your band would be six harmony.
Yeah. Wow.
Groundbreaking.
Hey, like, can I just say something real... Well, let me say something real quick. The fact that you put so much effort into it, and you really just, like, I tell you worked hard on it. I mean, how could we not accept you, six harmony?
I also feel like the lyrics are so metaphorical and deep, and you know your vibrato
just,
really changed my life.
See this?
is that you?
No, I went to the trouble of including myself in y'all's headshot.
I like it. So I guess we're changing our album cover again.
There you go.
I think that's
I went ahead and made our next album, our debut fantastic. Album cover. So.
You look like a balloon.
It's kind of like, have you seen the Teletubbies?
I think it's a balloon fart.
I don't know how to Photoshop, so I just cut my face out
that
and taped
amazing.
It on. So.
Well, what happened is Shannon took a picture of her own face and put it on their picture,
album
on their album cover, yeah. But she cut it to look like a balloon, but it's coming out of one of their butts. So it looks like a balloon fart.
Oh, man.
I think it's a balloon fart.
I don't know how to Photoshop, so I just cut my face out
that
and taped
amazing.
It on. So.
It's so cute.
They don't have arms or legs, but that's okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Woo! Friends forever.
Friends
arms in.
Forever!
Yeah, I love you guys. You're
love
the best.
You.
Everybody go see Fifth Harmony until... Six Harmony's on tour, but right now it's Fifth Harmony on the Reflections Tour.
Yes,
you guys are awesome.
It.
I love you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Woo. I love you.
Love you too.
Oh,
girl.
Seriously.
About to get weird.
That was amazing. This is like one of the best interviews. You're
because
so
they didn't
funny.
Have to do anything.
Shannon Murphy.
They didn't have to do a thing. Sit there and be entertained.
If you want to smile today, good job, Shannon.
Boy.
Only you
good
could
job,
take an
yeah.
interview where you don't interview them and still make it good.
And they loved it.
They loved it.
It was one of the best interviews ever.
Go watch the video online and watch Dinah's reaction.
We need
to Shannon.
I love that screenshot. We can make so many memes out of that, Shannon. You have to make a meme.
Thank God I didn't look at her during the performance because I think I would have crumbled right then and there.
Yeah. Hey, four out of the five were feeling it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You still got that mouth breathing thing down pat. I really appreciate that, the way you talk and breathe.
So the Reflections album is out now.
Bless
and it's
you,
really
Shannon.
Great, so buy it, please.
Good job.
So you're not leaving.
Well, I mean, I'm going to shop around for an agent and stuff, but, you know, it could take a little bit.
The only question Shannon asked during the interview was, can I sing for you guys?
Yeah. Who is she interviewing?
That was Shannon's interview.
Let's start doing interviews that way.
Right.
No question interview.
Right.
Yeah, next celebrity we have, we're just going to sing their song to them.
All right.
Great job, Shannon.
Good
Thanks.
Job, baby.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to crown a champion.
Let's do it.
In the Voice Factor Idol.
Okay.
Last time we did that, Jenna ended up being the champion.
She did.
Somehow.
Somehow, some way.
But the tables really turned this time. Last time in the final round, it was Big Al against Jenna going for number one and number two. And this time around, they were battling for third and fourth.
Yeah.
And you and I were trying not to lose the whole thing last time, are now battling for the number one spot.
So this
crazy how quickly things can change.
Oh, it does.
Flip, 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 flop.
This week, Kelly and I took on each other, and our topic was the road trip that we're potentially taking as a show in the near future. My song was to Empire's Drip Drop from the early episodes in the season, and I called it Road Trip.
Who dropped the bomb in the bathroom? Big Al did it. Something on Kelly's mind. She wearing a teddy. I think she's Skyping boo. While Big Al goes poo-poo. Jenna passed out cause her Xanax reliable. Sleep, that's a no.
And then Kelly took a shot at Big Al Mac.
Yes, she did.
And went Big Sean on us because Big Al Mac could not finish his Big Sean song.
Right.
I heard you got an RV and you planning a trip. Yeah, you loaded up the goodies and sour cream dip. Jenna brought her Prozac, but she ain't got a script. Got a spare Vicodin cause I hurt my left hip. Big Al will get in big trouble if he go number two. JC be eating up eggs and it's smelling P.U. I'ma go all ham like you know I can do. That's what you get for making me go road tripping with you.
Hold on.
Your attention, please.
Wait, what?
Yes, Mike.
All right, so we've got a huge celebrity who...
Mike's over here waving his hands at me.
I'm like, so excited about this. We've got a huge celebrity.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry to interrupt you guys. I know you guys were supposed to announce the winner, but we got a huge celebrity on the phone who was listening. And wanted to talk to you guys.
Oh,
you celebrities.
He heard my fabulous rapping skills and wanted to comment. What?
I don't know if you heard that part.
Bars, girl.
Wait, we have it prepared.
I know. It's a surprise. I know you guys have talked to this person before, but this is really cool.
Okay.
Who is it?
It's on this line. Hold on. Let me pot him up.
Hey.
Him?
Hello?
Hey, you.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, celebrity?
Hello, celebrity.
Hello?
Celebrity,
hello,
are you there?
Famous person.
It's a prank.
Okay, can we...
Hello?
Can you hear the telephone?
Nope. Can't hear a thing.
It's turned on.
Hello?
It's on the line.
Hello?
Have you hit the button?
All right, put them on hold, and let's see.
Okay.
Y'all, you're going to... Trust me,
Shannon, you
want to
try it? Maybe Shannon's phone works better.
I don't hear anything.
This is so exciting.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, I
want
to know who it is.
The suspense is making me have to pee.
Hello. All right, Lacey, check on it. Make sure it's good.
Hey, if it makes y'all feel better, my right nose hole finally opened up.
Oh, good.
It does.
I think the Sudafed's kicking in.
Good. How's your
performance? Oh, we lost celebrity. Hopefully. They got nervous about calling the radio station.
You think? I don't even know who it was, though. Do we know?
Y'all, I'm telling you. This is really cool.
Okay. Well, what do we do? Do we
I'm being told it's a huge celebrity and they want to surprise us.
Okay, so wait. What do we do? Do we go ahead and announce the winner or what?
Yeah, I can go ahead and announce the winner. You guys want?
Well, that's anticlimactic.
Or should we wait?
It's probably good because then the loser won't feel as bad because then the celebrity will hear who lost.
Since a huge celebrity is listening to our show right now, let me play Big Al Mac's Voice Factor Idol song from last week.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Big Al Mac, take
the intro.
It's like our hold music.
Yes. You!
I don't
grunt like you!
Here we go.
They will make you fucking tree and things.
All right. So hopefully big celebrity heard that.
All right, he's back on. He's back on.
Okay.
It's a
guy. Okay. Huge celebrity.
Hey. Everybody act cool, okay?
Okay, I'm cool. I don't know enough to get excited.
Hey,
what?
Hey, huge celebrity.
What's up? Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, okay. Celebrity.
How are you doing?
Hi, celebrity.
Oh, you're British, huh? Are you British?
Hello. Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Who is this?
We don't have caller ID.
I know this is.
They're trying to surprise
us. It's Ed Sheeran!
Ed Sheeran! Oh, my God!
Hold on. We got to act cool. Hey, what's up,
Ed?
Yo, Ed, what's up?
Ed, I was just practicing calling out your name this morning. Don't ask.
Oh, thank you. How come?
Because we were playing Thinking Out Loud because we can't get enough of your single, and we were just thinking about, you know,
if you were singing that song to me personally during sexy time, I was just imagining what it would be like to moan your name.
Ed.
Wow, that's not uncomfortable.
Is that what it sounds like, Ed?
Well, yes, yeah, that is what it would, that's what it would sound like.
I think we got him flustered.
No, but I was, guys, I was, I was ringing up to give you like two tickets to give away to my show in Dallas a competition or something like that.
You're giving us
you're giving us
tickets?
Well, yeah, two front row tickets.
Oh, what?
say thank you for spinning the tunes.
Now, two front row tickets to CHN.
Is this for us or?
Wait, we have to give these away.
would you like us to give them away?
Oh, no, you guys are definitely sorted for the show anyway, like regardless. But two to give away. But you guys are definitely coming.
Oh, Ed.
That's awesome, man.
It's my birthday weekend too, and I was hoping to come to the show. I'm so excited.
So
two front row tickets for someone. Great. Thank you.
And this is the Thinking Out Loud tour. And
brilliant.
What? You just kicked off the tour last night, right? You just started it?
The tour started last August, but I'm touring like the Middle East and Asia at the moment. I literally just landed in Shanghai in China, that's why the phone's a bit choppy.
Yeah, we got that CNN delay going on. It's fine, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran wants to hook us up with front row tickets to his show in Dallas. So what we'll do is we'll fly you to the show. We'll hook you up with hotel. Thanks to Ed Sheeran.
That's so unbelievable, Ed. That's awesome. And the fact that you take the time to call us from Shanghai.
Yeah, where's that?
It's quite a bit here anyway. So it's fun.
That's somewhere in Nebraska, right?
Shanghai, Nebraska.
Any good Chinese food restaurants over there?
He just landed, he said.
Yeah, come on. All right, Ed, since you were so kind to call us all the way from Shanghai, why don't we get a winner? But while we're looking for a winner, we'll go ahead and play your song.
Oh, let's play it again.
Thinking Out Loud one?
Because we're so happy.
All right, then.
So we're looking for caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Don't hang up, Ed, because we want you to talk to the winner.
Yeah, and listen to your song, Thinking Out Loud.
Hey. You got a good long-distance plan.
Yeah, hopefully you have a minute.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now memory fades.
Ed, what's it like listening to your song on the radio?
Or on the telephone.
From Shanghai.
Yeah.
You still there?
Edward.
Oh, that's good. Edward.
Edward Sheeran, are you there?
He might have had to go.
Eddie?
I told him to hold on.
Well, he might not have heard you. It was a bad connection.
Maybe he's uncomfortable listening to his own music.
Well, this is the deal. If you just tuned in, Ed Sheeran surprised us. He's on tour right now, and he's overseas. He's calling. Yeah. He just landed in Shanghai, literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Called us up and is giving us two front row tickets to his show in Dallas.
That's how you do it right there, Ed Sheeran.
And he's going to be in Dallas, May 7th?
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. What if you're listening and you don't live in Dallas?
You fly in. We'll fly you in. We'll hook you up with a hotel.
Yes, we got to do that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take care of our Kid Nation listeners.
It's all going right.
So Kid Nation, how about that?
That's
Ed
awesome.
Sheeran.
That's awesome.
Wow. We're trying to see what happened with the connection.
You know, Ed's singing that song. He's singing about being 23, but he just turned 24. Yeah. I love that he sings about stuff that's, you know, it's like when Taylor Swift turned 22, she heard about being 22, Ed's singing about being 23.
Ed's birthday was in February.
Yeah.
He just turned 24.
Just turned 24. It's hard to believe. He seems like an older soul than that.
He does.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to...
That was me killing time until we got Ed back on the phone.
Well, we'll get our winner on the phone.
Excellent.
And talk to him.
I'll get the winner. Okay,
we'll
that's fine, too.
Ed. Hello, is this Amy?
Yeah, this is Amy. Woo!
Amy, you called 13.
Woo! Awesome!
Isn't that great?
Front row seats,
girl. I never won anything. That is awesome.
And to win front row tickets to Ed freaking Sheeran.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Amy, are you a big...
That is so awesome.
Are you a big Ed Sheeran fan?
I am, and I love him on The Voice. I don't know if he'll be back with him, but yes, he's awesome.
Well, Amy, say hello to Ed Sheeran. He's on the phone.
Oh, we got him back? Yeah. Good.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Amy. I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much. That is so awesome. I'm such a big fan. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course. No awesome. Worries at all. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm really looking forward to coming back to Texas. It's going to be fun.
Ed, you got to make sure you make eye contact with Amy. Yeah, you know,
what are you going to be wearing, Amy?
Yeah, go ahead, tell
us.
Oh,
my gosh. whatever you want me to wear.
Right.
Hey, now. All right.
Awesome. Amy, you have fun at Ed's show, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask Ed while you're on the phone with him? Your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Are you going to be on The Voice again?
Oh, are you going to be on The Voice again, Ed?
I hope so. There was talk of it. So yeah, we will see. But I hope so.
Awesome, Amy. You're going to be sitting front row at Ed Sheeran's show in Dallas. If you're not living in Dallas, we'll fly you there. We'll hook you up with a hotel. Okay, Amy.
That is amazing.
Hold
Thank
on.
You so much.
Hold on for us. We'll get your
That's
info.
How you kick off the weekend right there.
Hey Ed, while we were waiting to get you back on hold, we just realized you just celebrated your 24th birthday a couple weeks ago. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Do something fun.
I had it in Estonia.
Estonia.
Yeah, no, I was in Estonia, and it was a very very messy night. Very messy.
What do you mean? See, Ed likes to party.
What do you mean, Ed? We need details.
Well, we found this vodka that was 79%, and that's the only thing we had. So that got drunk.
I heard it ended up in some sort of sumo suit Nerf gun episode.
I mean, every day ends up in a sumo suit Nerf gun. that was nothing different.
Hey, Ed, we're talking with Ed Sheeran. He just randomly called the show from Shanghai. Is Sam Smith like your new drinking buddy now?
What? Hello?
Ed?
I think he's got.
We have a really bad connection.
Got to hold some more vodka.
No, Ed.
Yo, Ed.
Shanghai really needs to work on their cell phone connection.
Literally, it's the other side
it
of the
really
world.
Is.
Give him a break.
I know, absolutely.
But talk about
when
we talk about people hanging on a celebrity's every word.
I know.
Delay.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get him back. But
maybe the delay is like 20 seconds now, and he'll just...
You know what? That's okay.
That's
It was
that's
wonderful
right.
to have him for the little bit
Great,
of time
yeah.
we did.
The fact that he
cool.
called.
And gave us two free tickets to front row his concert.
So Amy's going to be sitting front row at Ed's show.
Well, and I think if we get to go, I'm going to wear a sumo suit.
Yeah.
You know what?
And a Nerf gun.
That's fun.
You
should.
Noticed.
I double dog dare you.
Jenna, you know how easy it is to sneak in your own alcohol in a sumo suit? Make a little pouch and put a straw.
Well, there you go.
Well, now I just ruined it.
So are we all going to go see Ed?
Yeah,
I absolutely want to.
Yeah. That'll work.
Check my calendar and make
Kelly,
sure I'm good.
You're going.
Well, I might have something planned. Let me see. All right.
Kelly, really? You're getting your planner out to see if you can go?
I've got anything on May 7th. I don't have
anything.
Yes,
you're clear.
I'm good.
Kelly, you're good. May 7th, and you got plans May 9th. I'm booking up that weekend.
I have to sit for Kelly.
And then May 16th, we got the big wedding with Coolio.
We'll try to contact Ed's people and try to get him another time when he has like a landline.
Yeah, this isn't working out.
We'll just talk to him when he's here.
Because he's a super funny guy, too.
Did we find out who won the contest?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, we got sidetracked.
Are we doing that now?
I guess
that was a nice surprise. Yeah, I will see Ed Sheeran on May 7th, and I'm going to Jenna and Maximus's birthday party, all denim, on May 9th. See, I write these things down. If I don't, I can't remember.
And then that's Mother's Day weekend.
See, I don't write them down. That's why you guys got
to
keep.
That's why everybody. What does everybody do when they need to ask? When are we going on vacation?
I call Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. Y'all call me.
I do. I don't need a daytimer. I got a Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Even my wife calls Kelly to ask her what's JC doing on Tuesday.
She did. Yeah. She called me to ask for y'all's vacation schedule.
Yeah.
She does that. All right.
Okay, so we have time to go ahead and get the winner now that we're all discombobulated. Okay.
After we were so rudely interrupted by Ed Sheeran.
I wish we should have had Ed Sheeran determine the winner.
Oh, I know, right? And Ed loves hip-hop. All right, let's go. Because Kelly and I both did hip-hop songs.
All right, guys. Are we ready to find out a winner?
Okay. Who is the champion?
Okay. We had over 35,000 votes on Kid Nation.
That is a lot.
That's
pretty good.
Wow.
We should charge $1 for each vote.
I was hoping for 50,000, but that's okay. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
What was the gap between the winner and the...
Mind the gap.
It's pretty large.
Dang.
It's a pretty big gap.
I'm not feeling good about that.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
And the winner...
Oh.
With 87% of the votes...
Thank you.
Wow. 87%?
It's JC.
No.
Kelly.
Oh!
Congrats,
you got
Kelly.
An RV and you planning a trip? Yeah, you loaded up the goodies and sour cream dip. Jenna brought her Prozac, but she ain't got a script. Got a spare Vicodin because I hurt my left hip. Big Al will get in big trouble if he go
now,
number
two. Now, I agree that Kelly's song was excellent.
It was all right.
But I felt like my song was not 83% worthy of losing.
You know what?
Hey.
My Sudafed's kicking in. I won Voice Factor Idol. I feel so much better.
Just talk to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Kelly, this
Thank
is a great
you, everybody.
Week.
Thank you to the 86%.
87.
87. 80,
it's even better than I thought.
87%.
Thank you to the 87%.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Al, I didn't even mess up once. Like.
Yeah, right?
Hey, JC,
Al got 48% with no song.
Al messed up.
That's hilarious.
Al right. messed up and got 48%.
I'm still mad at the 48%.
I'm so happy.
I wish I had like a...
I got the Voice Factor Idol
to give you.
A trophy. I got a boyfriend.
Whoa. She said the B word.
B word.
Kelly said the B word.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So is it official? Is it official now?
You said boyfriend.
I'm sorry. Mike just came in. What? We got to go?
Yeah,
I can't respond. We got to go.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play.
But wait, there's more.
Yay.
Cool.
This is where we give you... three infomercials that have really cool products. We'll give you short clips of those. Based on those short clips, you pick which one you would like to have, and then we reveal to you what you actually won. It could be a little tricky, but all the prizes are pretty awesome. So, everybody's a winner. Let's meet our contestant, Kim Rogers. How you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Are you excited to play?
But wait, there's more.
Absolutely. I've been wanting to call in. It's the first time I've ever gotten in. So ever since y'all been playing this, it seems like a fun thing to try.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Always fun. Always a good time.
Well, you will win something.
Uh-huh.
Guaranteed.
You married, single, kids, all that?
Married, two kids.
Nice. Perfect. We may have some great products for the kids. All right, Kim, you know how to play. We're going to start, okay?
Okay.
We're going to kick it off with product number one in our fun game called...
But wait, there's more.
Here is your product clip.
Protect your rear view and hide those sides.
Protect your rear view
and hide those sides.
Interesting.
Okay. I have no idea what that is.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's listen.
Sounds like that butt pad thing.
Hey, you know what? You might be able to figure out.
Might be.
Well, let's take a listen to product number two.
It can hold the weight of one cinder block, even two cinder blocks. Amazing.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because cinder blocks are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea?
Good observation.
Any idea what that is, Kim?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Me neither.
Very vague.
Yeah.
All we know is that it is strong. And here is product number three in...
But wait, there's more.
Here you go.
No matter if it's thick, thin, large, or small...
All right.
Okay.
Thick, thin, large, or small. All right.
Hey, nobody said it was easy, Kim.
Okay. Let's see.
We can recap them for you. You have product number
you
one.
No, I like strong things.
Yeah, like.
So let's go with number two.
You want to go with number two?
Okay.
Yeah, let's see what number two is.
This was number two.
It can hold the weight of one cinder block, even two cinder blocks. Amazing.
It is amazing. Okay, Kim, you picked product number two. Let's find out what you did not pick. You did not go with product number one, which is this.
Trendy Top is the specially designed tee just for your hips. It covers your rear view and exposed belly when wearing low-rise pants. Just like a camisole covers your chest, Trendy Top covers your waist and all the rest, so you look chic and lean. No more peekaboo panties, and put a stop to that muffin top. With Trendy Top, you can bend or reach, even sit with confidence, knowing your skin is not exposed.
Okay.
So it's a butt crack blocker. Like a,
yeah.
A butt crack blocker.
Like a T-shirt. Okay, don't need that.
No?
Okay. Under your butt. Okay.
So you're fine with your pants.
No, I've got belts. I have belts.
Okay. Well, just in case you were wondering, the butt crack blocker is $10. Could be yours.
All right.
You also did not pick product number three, Kim. Product number three is this.
This is the Tornado Opener. The faster, easier, and more powerful can opener.
Okay.
You just place it on the can. Press the button, and in seconds, all the work is done for you. It really is that easy. Unlike other can openers that cut the top off and leave dangerous, sharp edges, the Tornado utilizes this unique patented cutting design that enters the actual rim of the can, leaving no sharp edges.
Yep.
No matter if it's thick, thin, large, or small.
I have one of those.
Does
is it great? It worked really well. I got mine at Big Lots, and it wasn't the Tornado name brand. And then the batteries ran out.
Kelly got it Big Lots.
Well, you sell more batteries, Kelly.
I'll be honest. It didn't work all the time. It was kind of difficult to get going. It got going, it worked very well.
So review.
I feel it's really good for people that maybe have arthritis and have trouble using traditional can openers. Okay.
Kim, do you have arthritis?
No, I use the hand crank. It works pretty good.
There you go.
All right, good. By the way, the Tornado can opener, $19.95.
Oh, I got it way cheaper at Big Lots.
Did you really?
Yep.
But wait, there's more.
All right.
Kim, you picked product number two. Because it's strong. You said you like strong things.
It can hold up to two cinder blocks.
Uh-huh. Let's find out what Kim Rogers has won.
Now save your sofa with Furniture Fix, the quick fix for old sagging sofas. The difference will amaze you. Look, the reason couch cushions collapse is weak sagging springs. It's impossible to get up off the couch. Just slide Furniture Fix under your couch cushion to add instant support to sagging springs so you can get up easier.
I got it at Target at the As Seen on TV end of the aisle thing.
Okay.
Because my middle cushion was sagging on my couch, and I put this underneath it, and it worked.
Like
it
built,
so you didn't have to Yes. Do you have saggy couch cushions?
Well, no. I just got a new couch, but my grandmother's couch needs a little facelift.
You look at the cushion, you put it underneath, and it's like it just braces up the cushion so you don't sink down. Yay!
All right.
Nice job, Kim. Good pick.
No more saggy cushions for Grandma.
Uh-huh.
Everything. I have two out of the three this week.
That's weird, Kelly, that you have two out of those three products.
If you give away a petty egg, I'll be all over it.
Well, Kim, since you're so kind and you're giving that to your grandmother, we'll go ahead and hook you up with a $100 Party City gift card so you can get your green on for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Pick up a leprechaun costume, maybe some hats, some beads.
Why not?
Whatever you need at Party City, okay, Kim?
Fabulous. Y'all are awesome. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you for playing.
You're awesome.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you for playing.
But wait, there's more.
Of course. Hold on for us, Kim. I do want that, the couch saggy thing.
You have a saggy couch?
I do.
Pitching? Yeah. Because you tend to sit on the same one all the time, and the other two stay up, and then finally it's like, so I went and got that and stuck it up under there, yeah.
I've been sitting on my couch too much, eating too much.
I don't have saggy couch. Sorry.
You don't?
No.
I would think you would, out of all people.
What?
I don't know. I just
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I haven't got time to sit at home on the couch.
What are you trying to say?
I pictured you having a saggy couch.
He's an entrepreneur, a mover and a shaker.
I guess so.
Moving, shaking, dog. Moving and shaking.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Well, we got a cool interview for you.
Yeah.
We have one in studio, one on the phone.
Okay, this is freaking me out.
I know.
Right?
We'll take it step by step.
Modern technology is crazy.
Let's meet the in-studio stud.
Okay.
His name is Todd Graves.
All right.
He is the founder of Raising Cane's Chicken.
My personal hero.
I know.
Yeah, because Kelly loves him. Everybody loves him.
Oh,
who doesn't
chicken fingers.
Love him?
Did you bring us food, Todd?
No, I did, and I'm sorry.
So with you restaurant
Everybody
people,
expects it.
Yeah, you're supposed to bring a two-piece or something in here.
I'm working so hard, I just can't remember it all.
All right.
Now, Todd's a good friend of the show and a great friend of Kids, our charity. You've gone on the trip with us.
It started in 2012, I think, was your first year you were involved.
We sure have. I've been involved heavily ever since. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah, you do Kids Dine-In Day, which you let any kids and their family, former and present, come to the to the restaurant and eat for free.
Yeah. And it's a good event. They really enjoy it.
Give a portion of the proceeds.
Yeah, on Kids Day, he gives 15% of the proceeds back
and
to the charity.
And takes donations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In 2012, the first year you went on the trip, you gave the families an iPad.
Yeah,
every
all the families
family.
An iPad.
That was such a cool surprise.
This is
Isn't
the
that
kind
sweet.
Of gentleman.
They were so excited.
This is the kind of guy Todd is. And overall, Raising Cane's has donated over $220,000 to the Craddock Foundation.
Right?
That's a lot of money.
Chicken.
Thank you so
our
much.
Our pleasure. It's such a great program for those kids and the families.
Yeah. But the restaurant's doing well. Mm-hmm. He's helping us out with kids. Todd's taking his talents to TV now.
Here's the question I have. We're going to talk about this thing you're doing with the Treehouse Masters. The season finale is actually tonight. So this is the thing. Do you have a passion for treehouses? Did you contact them or did they contact you?
Oh, I'm crazy about treehouses. You know, I built treehouses and forts when I was a kid. And it's just, I don't know. A treehouse to me has always been, I don't know, it's inspired a sense of adventure.
Yeah.
And I haven't really changed that much since I've been a kid, you know. So in my house, I have these huge diff trees out there. And so I wanted to do a treehouse, and it's one of those deals where I talk to my wife, Gwen, and start talking about it, and she thinks I'm crazy. But I was able to get the kids on my side because we love Pete Nelson and his show, Treehouse Masters.
Okay. Yeah, on the Animal Planet, right?
Absolutely. And so if you want the best, you know, Pete is the best. And so we just started calling until finally he gave me a call back, and he agreed to do a tree.
Todd, I read that this treehouse is 1,200 square feet.
It is,
so
yeah.
It's bigger than my apartment.
1,200 square feet, three levels. And you have a 30-foot bridge. I mean, this is not one of those father-son build a treehouse in the backyard. This is get the best treehouse builder probably in the world to come to your house and help you out.
That's exactly right. This is an adult treehouse.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are enjoying it, are going to enjoy it, but this is really for me.
My treehouse.
Well, cool. Pete Nelson is a treehouse designer. And
the tree whisperer.
The whisperer. His show is the Treehouse Masters. The season finale featuring Todd is going to air tonight on the Animal Planet at 9 p.m. Central. And we have the man himself on the phone right now. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Yeah, we are excited. Todd was just telling a little bit about this treehouse. And is this the biggest one you've done for a client?
Oh, man, it sure is. I'll tell you, it was really fun for me. I mainly draw the treehouses these days with the television show being so busy. But when I was with Todd that first day, he started getting excited about this and that and the bridge and the crow's nest and you know, these things are just a dream for me. And I just imagined that, okay, well, he's excited. Maybe we'll just have to pull back a little bit once we really see what this is going to entail. And instead, he went even bigger. And it is the biggest treehouse we have ever done. And it is exciting. It's beautiful. It's just he let me build our dream together, I guess. Go big or go home, right?
Yeah. So three story, Todd. What's the first story having it?
The first story is our living, like, entertaining area. So it's got a living room in it. It's got a bar. It's got a TV if you want to watch the games. And when we got a cabinet to put that up, we want to play games. And
how far off the ground is that first? Because that's the bottom floor. So
I guess that's about 10 feet. We had a big branch. I have a big, huge skylight that we put in it. And so we didn't want that branch to come down if a hurricane came through.
Yeah. So that was 10 feet off of the first floor. The second floor, is it all attached or is that on a separate branch?
No, it's on a separate pod. Is what's really cool about it. It's like Swiss Family Robinson. So you go out, then you climb up another ladder up. And
oh, no elevator. It sucks.
Come on, Pete.
It's like a ship's ladder. It's exciting.
Yeah, okay. And up there, that's a bedroom up there. I mean, we've got sinks. We got bathrooms. Got a day bed up there. And then from there, I really wanted to go high.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared of heights, you know. But I'm like, let's go high. And Pete took this thing, a crow's nest. It's so high up in this tree that when the wind blows, you feel it shaking. It's incredible.
And how high up?
So high. I can't believe we really pulled that off, Todd. And thankfully, I have a guy on the crew that he used to do cell towers. So he roped up and got into the canopy of this thing and put it. Now what I think, you know, it's still, it moves quite a bit, as Todd said, in the wind, but it's safe, I'm glad to say. And a lot of good, strong railings to get up to it.
Okay. Yeah,
so how high
up
off the ground are you at that point when you're in the crow's nest?
It's got to be at least 35 feet. It feels like 85 feet when you're up there, but it's so high up. It's extraordinary.
So,
it really
Todd, did you want to build this place just so when you and your wife fight, you don't have to sleep on the couch, you get to go out to the treehouse?
I have the perfect doghouse now, man.
Oh,
for me and for anybody else that needs it.
Yeah.
Now, you're a fantasy treehouse builder.
So you got you got maybe some kids in the car and dad's driving them to school. They're like, "Dad, you got to build us a treehouse." What can you just give like a basic rule of just a little piece of advice to people who want to go out there over the weekend with some lumber and just build a basic treehouse?
Yeah, I'd like to know even where to start.
The appropriate height and
just
what kind of wood?
Yeah, the basics.
Yeah. Well, great. That's a great question. And first of all, I'd say that weekend is going to turn into 10 weekends.
Oh.
you can't help yourself when you get started on a treehouse. You get obsessed, and it's such a joyful thing that you're gonna find that it's just fun no matter how you slice it. So I would say though that 10 feet off the ground when you're standing up on a platform that high, it feels a lot higher. So that's plenty of height and typically fits most trees too. Just be extremely careful because these things, when you get carried away, they'll start weighing a lot too. So, look into, there's a lot of charts that help you understand what a beam might be able to span typically, so do some research, but don't bore yourself with it, but just try to go in there with a little bit of knowledge, understand that trees grow, they grow in girths mainly. Mm. They grow at their tips.
Good point.
If you're at 10 feet off the ground, as that tree grows, the tree doesn't, move that treehouse up. The platform is going to stay at the same height relative to the ground. It's just everything's going to get bigger around it. And then they also move in the wind. So if you connect two different trees, then you've got to allow that pressure to release. So, again, if you go to the websites, there's a few out there. Just look up treehouses, and you'll see pretty quickly what I mean by that. Because one tree is going to move one way, and the other way in the wind. And if you've just got a little bolt there holding them together, that'll shear right off, and all your work will be for naught.
Do you finance a treehouse like with a 30-year mortgage? I know these things got to be expensive.
Yeah. Well, that it is something where you've got to think of them as an addition to your home, let's say, because these guys, these craftspeople are all getting paid, the normal wages, and you can have 1,000 hours in the treehouse before you know it. So they do get expensive.
Todd Graves in studio. He's the founder of Raising Cane's Chicken. And we also have Pete Nelson on the phone. He has a TV show called The Treehouse Masters on Animal Planet. The show is on tonight. Todd Graves
series
is going to be on it.
Season finale, not series finale.
Season
finale.
I'm sorry. Yeah, season finale. Yeah. It's on tonight with Todd. And
I just asked Todd when the Raising Cane's is going to come to the Northwest. I live in Seattle, and I've become addicted to these chicken fingers. You guys are extraordinary, and I need an outlet in the Northwest. Todd, can you get
what
up
here?
And that Pete. Sauce, right, Pete? It's the sauce.
No, I'm telling you.
That sauce.
Oh, I hooked Pete on it when he was down. Pete, I've enjoyed being with you so much. I'm going to put a Cane's up there as soon as I can for you.
That would be excellent.
Oh, he will do it.
I appreciate that.
He will do it. He got him everywhere now.
So, Todd, when do we get to come to your treehouse?
Well, that's what I want to talk about. So, you know how much I love kids and the families. This is a really neat thing and thanking them, right? So, I'm so fortunate, right? My business has been great. I can build this incredible treehouse and this incredible guy. So I want to put together with y'all an opportunity to bring the kids down. Oh, and cool. So I know you're down in the area. Y'all come down to Louisiana in the Baton Rouge area. Wow. And we can maybe do something and have all the kids come. I can take them myself and show them around the treehouse. It's like a little Ewok village in my backyard. It's a really cool thing. So we can do this. It's going to be another way these kids can have, another special event outside of, Disney World and different things that we do.
That is so nice of you, Todd.
That's very nice, man.
I can't wait to see this live in person.
This is kind of a personal, Todd, but I have to ask you, from man to man, have you
it's for his children.
We just say not yet.
Anyways, Todd, thank you so much for helping out with kids. Awesome. The show is called The Treehouse Masters. Again, season finale tonight featuring Todd Graves from Raising Cane's on Animal Planet at 9 p.m. Central. Watch the show. Check out Todd's treehouse. Pleasure talking to you, Pete.
Likewise. Thanks, guys.
Todd Graves, everybody.
Yay.
Let's go eat some Raising Cane's now.
Raising Cane's.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.